Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Oh, he found a house.
I got to give Kang, I got to give you a lot of credit. He was like, should we talk about what David Montgomery might mean to this team? Like, when he was signed.
We love the signing.
Doug, you loved him in Iowa State. I remember that, like, ever since college.
I did. And he, I liked it. And here's what's crazy about it. I liked it because I thought he had a great ability to break tackles.
Does he? I'm asking for friends.
But it's his strength. Like, he is so strong. But Ken came up with a great analogy about if this works out, like if they go on to win championships, the amount of fanfare for the David Montgomery signing and what he turns into, this is an interesting comparison.
This is the first thing that popped in my head, Gator, was, is he like the next Chauncey Billups? You know what I mean? Where a guy like you kind of knew like, all right, yeah, he's pretty good. You know, like, hey.
This is a good signing.
Good signing, but to amount to what he's could possibly do, and we know what Chauncey did, and he just, congratulations to him getting into the Hall of Fame yesterday, but he led the Pistons to a championship. Could Demo be that big of a signing where you're like, wow, this was a way bigger signing than we all expected, even though we liked the signing at the time. Did we think it was going to amount to this? Like, he's a beast, man.
He is. I mean, I don't know how many times I wrote down Monty is a beast in my notes, but he's fun to watch. Guys that break tackles like that and keep going, and then it's not like they break a tackle and get nailed, and it's a nice 3-yard gain. I mean, this guy gets hit the line scrimmage, goes through that, gets hit again, turns into a 16-yard touchdown run, spins around, breaks through the shirt, the whole bit, and this is just week in, week out what he's been doing. He's taken it to a different level this year. Like, I mean, he broke some tackles last year, to be sure. But, like, this year, he's got highlight reel stuff of breaking tackles. You know, it's fun to watch. And when Jamal Williams had that phenomenal year with the Lions, this phenomenal year, and wanted to get paid in the offseason, the Lions are like, well, you know, we're not willing to commit that to you. And, you know, good luck and wherever you go. When he goes on to New Orleans or wherever it was, and then they go out and get David Montgomery. You and I are both like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked him at Iowa State. You loved him at Iowa State. I liked him with the Bears because I thought, here's a guy who's getting yards with the Bears, and the Bears were not a good football team. It was not a good offensive line, but this guy was getting it done. What's he going to look like with the Lions with an offensive line? And he looks fantastic with the Lions and an offensive line. It looks fantastic also that he's got a running mate with him and that there's no ego with these guys. They just go out there, you get the job done, I'll get the job done. Whoever gets touchdowns doesn't matter.
I think it's a great analogy that if this is who he is the rest of the year and they go on and win a championship, he is to the Lions what Chauncey was. Because it's not as much fanfare, and he turns into just an absolute dominant player with us. 248-539-9797. All right, what's the name? The name you haven't heard brought up yet as a possibility to make up or to do their best to make up for the loss of Hutch.
Same draft class, drafted ahead of him, Trayvon Walker. Defensive end, Jacksonville. Jacksonville is awful. That is a terrible, damn it.
I have it on my, we have some crossover.
I may have another
one. Dude, I love it.
But Trayvon Walker is the first name that comes to mind for me. Because
that's a team that's got to be pulling the plug.
He's on a god-awful team, and the reason they're a god-awful team is because they made a mistake that everybody would have made, and that's Trevor Lawrence is not good. Trevor Lawrence is terrible. But Trayvon Walker is not. He's got 5 sacks on the season. He's really starting to amp up his game, and he's turned into a pretty good player out there.
Yep.
I feel like if you get him, you're getting in on not necessarily the ground floor, but that elevator's already going up, and it's got a long way to go. He's got a high ceiling there. I like Trayvon Walker. The other name that I like, saw him play last night, but I don't think he's available. Because they just gave him a big monster contract, and it probably doesn't work for the Lions. But Brian Burns,
oh
my goodness, what a display he put on last night.
Yeah, I can't imagine them moving where he is on his contract. But
the Giants are terrible.
And they could be looking to move. Like teams that are quickly taking on water, Jacksonville, Cleveland looks awful, New England Would they part with Keon White, who had 4 sacks earlier in the year and hasn't done much since? Obviously, Vegas, them, you know, we want them to implode and we want Max Crosby. Like, there was that video that circulated, Max Crosby pushing a coach that wasn't what people thought it was. People thought he was like an insubordinate, out of control guy, and he's not. He was like, that's how we communicate. That's, you know, we do that kind of stuff all the time, but would love to have him. Love to have him. But that seems, again, we talk about realistic accessibility to players. There might not be a true path to a player like Max Crosby or Myles Garrett, for that matter, as much as Cleveland looks like an absolute train wreck.
Cleveland, it's interesting their situation because they are so bad. And again, it's another team that messed up with the quarterback situation. And they gave up a ton of draft capital to acquire this guy, and he's not the guy. And you're stuck with the contract and all that, right? Mm-hmm. How do you get out of that hell? You get a bunch of picks. What do you have to shop? What do you have to offer? One of the best defensive players in the game. Is it? I mean, I think it's possible. And you have to, at some point, you're going to have to inquire. They don't have to inquire now. And things can get a little more desperate for Cleveland moving down the next few weeks. And same thing with all these other teams that are languishing here. You know, wait it out. You don't, you've got, what, 3 more games to play before the trade deadline? You can afford to play the waiting game here.
All right, let's get back to your phone calls. Let's go to John in Waterford. You're on 97 on the Ticket. What's up, John?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I woke up this morning. I thought it was just a nightmare. I haven't been this sad about a Lions player since Barry Sanders retired. That being said, we're looking at the best running game since Barry Sanders retired. I mean, I want to see him run it all the time, every play.
I mean, they ran for 184 yards yesterday, John, and they still threw for over 300 yards. I mean, this is as balanced an offensive attack as you're going to find in football.
You know, I mean, and I heard they're the number one scoring team in all of NFL.
They are.
Jared Goff, this, like, I thought I heard him chanting Jared Goff for a little while.
They did.
Oh, my gosh, in Dallas of all places. Hey, man, my shout out goes to, of course, Aiden Hutchins. My heart is with him and his family. God bless. God see you back on that field real soon, brother.
He's going to live. So that's the good news. And they think this is going to be a successful surgery. You know, he'll be okay.
The number of explosive plays in that game. I mean, you just look at a box score and you see Jamison Williams, a long of 37. Khalif Raymond, a long of 38. Tim Patrick, a long of 42. Laporta, the 52-yard catch, the only one he had, it was for a touchdown. Jahmyr Gibbs at a long of 20 from a receiving standpoint. The running game was just solid. Gibbs and Montgomery, 24 carries for 143 yards. It's basically a 6-yard average. It was awesome. Just awesome destruction. Again, this offense, best in football in terms of points per game. They're top 5 in terms of yards per game. And I feel like they're just starting to hit their stride.
And Dennis, the thing that's so disappointing about the Hutch thing is it feels like, okay, the Lions have just they're looking every bit, they're rounding into form, looking every bit like the Super Bowl contender we'd hope they'd be, and then they suffer this big blow. But
we'll see how the defense reacts though, because it's not a death blow to this team. It's a big blow. But how do they adjust? Will guys in house be able to, you know, support this team and get after the quarterback? You're not going to replace Hutchinson totally, but can you do it, like, as Billy Beane said, in the aggregate with the whole Moneyball thing? Can you make up for his production with a couple of guys? Can they get after it? Hopefully that's going to be the case, that they're able to hold it up, but it's Aaron Glenn's going to have to come up with new designs on defense too. Maybe they blitz more. Maybe they do other things in coverage more. Maybe you're relying more on your secondary. The secondary is taking shape and being one of the better secondaries in football. And with a healthy Brian Branch, boy, it feels like they can do just about anything.
I do have some support here from an unnamed texter. I'm Team Doug. I'm a baby back bitch over this injury. It's bad. It's a big hit. Let me mourn.
For how long, though?
I don't know. I don't want to put a timetable. It'll go away instinctively. Next one. If Doug is being a bitch, I'm the Lord Queen Mayor of Bitch of Bitch City.
Oh, boy.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, population's rising.
It is. Well, I mean, I'm not in this little this funk alone.
Is it a sanctuary city? What's happening here,
Doug? I think you get today, man. I think you get today.
I hope it's only today.
Because if this thing drags out with you,
yeah,
I'm not going to be happy. But I'll allow you today. It's big of me.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, big of me. Very big of me.
Good. Gator's going to allow me to feel the way I feel
to feel how you want to feel for 24 hours.
I'm not allowed to feel the way
I feel. That's right. I don't want you crying in the interview with Jared Goff tomorrow.
I'm not going to spend the entire 11 minutes talking about Aiden Hutchinson.
You should. Just keep asking about Hutch. I'm sure he'll love it.
He's like, oh, fine. Don't talk about myself. Here we go.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.